When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Currents issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
The college basketball tournament is down to the final four. All roads lead to the NCAA championship game at the State Farm Stadium on Monday in Glendale, Arizona. There's been upsets, comebacks, rivalries, and huge moments. There's thrill in it all. But if your bracket is a bust, you're not the only one. And DraftKings has your back. You can still experience the thrill of live betting and wager on the rest of the games in the tournament. Who do you think will win it all and cut down the nets? You can make your picks with DraftKings Sportsbook. All new customers who bet just $5 will unlock $150 in bonus bets instantly using code LOUNGE. That's right. New customers can bet just $5 and get $150 in bonus bets instantly. Keep it rolling and throw the $150 on same game parlays. Download DraftKings app now and sign up using my code LOUNGE. The crown is yours. Yo, yo, welcome to the Truth Lounge today. As usual, you got your boy Truth, J. Crow. We're going to talk about a couple teams out east. We're going to talk about Caitlin Clark. She's killing it. But before we even get into the show, I got a couple things I want to clear up. In particular, I said some things on Undisputed the other day that came out probably the wrong way, maybe offended some people. When I mentioned Caitlin Clark and the LSU Tigers, now you got a predominantly white squad versus a predominantly black team, LSU Tiger, who came off as villains. Now, where I come from, when we hoop, and then you got to look at this. The game of basketball is predominantly black. So when you have a white player comes in and kills, for example, I looked at White Man Can't Jump, like the movie when Billy Doyle came in there, came in the hood, killed. You know, initially he was looked at like, oh, he can't hoop.
He was the setup. That was
the setup. He can't hoop with the brothers in the hood. Nah, we're going to go at him. Once he started killing, he earned that respect. Now, I've always respected Caitlin Clark, but when I seen her do it against a more athletic team that's what's considered the villains, defending champs, I was like, all right, if she ball out versus them and get the dub, my hat's off to her. Not that it wasn't before, but it was like another respect. You get another respect level as a white player in a predominantly black sport when you go out there and play that way. And you have an historic game. So this wasn't a knock on the white players and black players doing that. This was just in general when we look at it.
Your perspective.
You know, my perspective of it. Yeah. You know, and it maybe came out the wrong way and it probably didn't explain it the right way, but that's it. You know that. Like if you have Rogers Park and some young white kid come in there just off the top, you're like, oh, no, nah, we about to go at him. Just initially.
Well, we know this. I know what you're doing. You're going off the game. When you, like you said, it's a predominantly black sport, especially here in America, right? Especially here in America. Then at the guard position, when you look at the guard position.
And then when you're the best player in a predominantly black sport as a white player, you're the best player in the whole college. In all the college, you're the best player. Yeah. That's like, whoa. I'm looking at that at a whole nother level.
But then you got to look at...
But it's been done in the girls' game numerous times. It's been done in the girls' game numerous times, more so than in the NBA setting or
the college
setting.
Look, it's a white player that's the leading scorer all time for men's, and it's a white player that's the all-time leading scorer for girls.
Yeah, but, like, it's going to be hats off. Like, when J.J. Redick was in college, killing everybody.
Nah, but he was killing in a different way. She was killing in a way like more of like a Steph Curry, Kyrie Irving. She was getting her buckets. Mm-hmm. She was hitting miraculous shots. She was creating space. That's not J.J. Redick's game. J.J. Redick was playing in a way.
National Player of the Year.
He was playing like Hoosiers. That's the way he was playing like Steve Alford. Come on, it's still the step. Now we own this topic. Let's be honest.
What's my boy from Gonzaga?
Adam Morrison.
Adam Morrison. I was like, ooh. You know, it's a different respect. It's just a different respect.
No, he wasn't doing that to brothers.
When you the best player.
He was not the best player.
He was the best player in college.
No, he wasn't.
Who was?
Not that. It wasn't him.
He was the number. What pick was he?
They blew it.
Come on, man. They blew it.
Did he crack?
Clear all that up. Yeah. So much respect.
Don't compare Caitlin Clark to Adam Morrison.
You know, before, I love what Caitlin Clark doing. I love how she's growing the girls' game. And now it's got me watching. You know, it'll be one of the greatest stories if he goes on and wins the national championship. So I just wanted to clear that up. It wasn't no knock on her or nothing. She's cold. You know, we even talked
about who you got
winning
the game.
We talked about can she get a bucket in the big three? She's so cold. So, you know, knock all that stuff off. Y'all know what I'm saying. This ain't got nothing to do about black thing, white thing. But in the sport where black players are predominantly dominant, It's another level of respect in that case. So, Caitlin, good luck. UConn, good luck. South Carolina, good luck. NC State, good luck. And I'm just hoping for a great Final Four. And, you know, the girls' game, y'all doing it. I appreciate y'all. I'm going to be tuning in. So, you know, that's that. And I'm ready to move on from it. You know, let's talk some NBA hoops. A couple teams that come to mind, the Knicks. I'm really feeling good about the Knicks.
Yeah, that jersey.
That they won't make it out the first round.
That jersey. I ain't push play on that
I'm
jersey.
I'm saying, Julius Randle announced, they announced Julius Randle, a key piece to them, an all-star that's going to have season-ending shoulder surgery. And I just think that's like, when you have a player of that caliber that's in your mix going into the playoffs, that can be emotionally draining. Like, I know we were emotionally drained when we found out KG wasn't going to play in the playoffs in 2009 because he got hurt during the year, and then it kind of got prolonged during the season. And we're like, all right, you know, we get through the regular season. Maybe he come back for the playoffs. So when we got the news he wasn't going to play, it just kind of emotionally drained us.
I don't think that's the case with this because I think that these young guys want the opportunity. I think they've already seen it, put it in their mind. I think a greater problem for the Knicks right now is that you're going to have other teams in that sixth spot potentially that are damaging and dangerous to them if they make it. In the fourth spot, like the Heat, teams like this. Now, if it's a Knicks Magic first round,
Magic. Oh, speaking of the Magic, we got to talk. You know who don't get enough credit, dog? You know who ain't getting no credit? Paolo Banchero.
Yeah, he's not on national TV.
Bro, he made the all-star team in his second year. I look up and Orlando is in the fourth slot. Who pegged Orlando after the season they had last year as a top four seed, possibly going to sew up a first round home court advantage in the first round? Nobody saw that coming, and I don't hear nobody nationally talking about Paolo. So, you know, I was calling him Pablo, this Escobar. Hey, I know your name now. Your name,
Banchero,
I know Paolo.
Banchero, West Coast.
But all right, listen, I got your first
This is the thing about this. This
when
is why.
When a playoff series, I'm gonna learn but your second.
But look, this playoffs right here is going to be an exciting time. What I'm saying about the NBA in-season tournament was great. I see why it was done now. The Final Four and all that's wrapping up. Now we're getting ready for the NBA playoffs. And this year, you have all these new teams who are built for the regular season. Now we have to see if they're going to do something in the playoffs because you got a lot of young players who are in shape.
Orlando, you didn't have Orlando right now where they are.
No, but their roster is built for the regular season. They got a lot of young players who are contributing consistently. It's not just he's the guy. Let's not take nothing from him.
Why nobody talking about? I know they're not on national
television. But you got the Wagner bros.
Why nobody talking about him?
Because they don't come on national
television. He's in that next group of young superstars that need to be talked about. He in the same sentence as Shea, Anthony Edwards.
No. He's not in that sentence.
Why not?
He's in the next sentence.
Zion.
No.
What you mean?
Well, Zion, okay. I'll give you that. He's in that sentence. He's not in that sentence with, he's not an MVP candidate. Edwards and Shea are MVP candidates. He's not in that sentence. He's doing well now.
Okay? I mean, I'm saying, I didn't say MVP in the next rise of superstars.
Those guys have arrived.
They just got
They got to get, he's not on the plane yet. He's
he
waiting.
He's on the plane.
No, he's not.
He in the back of the plane chilling. He's not in first class. He ain't coach.
He's not
on the same plane.
This is not that type of plane. It only got all that room for economy and class and coach.
This is all first class.
This is the private jet. They all on JetBlue first class.
He just ain't stretching his legs out yet.
If
he ain't stretching his legs out yet. He on the plane.
Nah.
He an all-star. Fourth seed.
It's a different room. We know that.
He on the plane. He just not in first class yet.
No.
Yeah, he's on the plane.
With Zion, you're right.
Come on,
not
man.
With these guys that got their team in first, second, competing for the first, for the number one overall
Jason Tatum,
seed in
look,
the West.
Look, the first class is filled up. Jason Tatum, Zion, Anthony Edwards.
Zion
Shea,
who?
Zion Wilson. He in there.
Huh?
Next class of superstars?
So you putting him in the same boat with Jason Tatum? He ain't even done that in the playoffs? How does he get,
right,
like, you but, ready to just give people?
All right, Paolo sitting next to Zion.
That's what, okay,
coach,
yeah.
Coach. All right.
No, it's no coach on this plane.
Bro.
Get these people away from me.
You got to upgrade.
There is no coach. Yeah, so it's a different plane. This plane don't have Zion on
the
it
plane
with Shea
too big.
And Tatum.
Everybody can't sit first class. The plane too big.
I don't care about, I need space. I don't need people. It's nobody sitting next to. That's what I'm telling you. This plane with Jason Tatum is Jokic. Embiid is still room. When he get healthy, we're going to hold his seat.
All right, him. Three.
We're going to hold his seat.
Jason
we got Anthony Edwards. We got Shai. We got Luka.
All right, six seats.
Okay.
Who's still in there? Who else?
That's enough. Entourage.
I mean, you can put Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, Durant,
Kevin
LeBron
Durant
James. It's 10 seats in first class.
All right, give Giannis, those guys. Give those guys those seats.
They
those
got the first class. Now these other cats,
no,
they on the
plane. No, you can't ride on the same plane with LeBron. This ain't that. You can't ride with him, bro. Hey.
That's crazy.
Other side. That's yo, crazy. That way. You know what I'm saying? What are you talking about? You know better than that.
Come on. No,
you're not getting on the plane with LeBron, with these guys, Paolo, right now. Come on, man. Win some playoff games.
I'm saying they ain't
do
coach.
Do something.
All right.
The coach don't exist on this plane.
Paolo need to be going to the Olympics. Yes or no?
He get on that plane.
Well,
different plane.
Well, LeBron's going to be on that plane.
Because Shai's going to be on his own plane, and he's the one that we got to worry about because he's the cover that he has this type of style.
Well,
he can
Embiid
play
is going to be on the plane to Paris. LeBron's going to be on the plane. Steph is going to be on the plane. Paolo's on the plane.
What are we going to call this team? We already had the redeem
team.
It's
the USA team.
No, we had the redeem team. Now we come. What is this team?
This is going to be the...
Because we got to do something. We need to make something up.
We're going to keep going what we got going.
What's
the
name?
We're going to keep
the bus
rolling.
Off, didn't he?
Who?
Dylan Brooks was out there yelling with the flag.
Wait, with the World Games?
Yes.
We ain't worried about no World Games. We ain't worried about that. We took our C team out there.
What about the one you was on? What team was that one?
World team. We how you got nothing to say about that? We was the first team to lose.
So we don't care about the World Games, huh?
We stopped caring about the World Games because you see, obviously the main heavy hitters didn't go. The top dogs was just chilling. They didn't go. We don't care about the World Game. We just care enough to qualify, and then we'll see y'all at the big stage. We ain't tripping off of that. No, we don't care about the World Games no more. We know teams is gonna stack their World Game teams up. And be ready. Just be ready for us in the Olympics then. Okay. So, I mean, it is what it is. But Paolo's on the USA train. So, if y'all watching, Paolo, I need you on that team.
Yeah, we need him on that team. He need to be on that team. He's having a great year. Team, but that's what I'm saying. The playoffs are exciting because we have so much fresh blood that it gives a lot of storylines. Mm-hmm. These guys are going to have a chance to really establish themselves. We know what it is. Players are established in the playoffs. Going against a team, winning 4 games out of 7 now that you have to in that first round, it sets you apart. That's why we love Donovan Mitchell to this day, because he's done that. Mm-hmm. Now he has to come. Is he going to get through? He hasn't been able to do it in the East. You know, he hasn't been able to get that win.
We coming to the end of the year. All right, look, who your All-NBA first and second team? First and second team, we just a few games left in the season. It's time for these NBA, All-NBA teams to come out. Who you got on first, second team?
And what we got to remember is...
Who you got on first, second
team? No, I'm just saying it's not positionless. It's not positionless.
All right, so who you got?
You had to name the players.
All right, who you got?
So my center is Jokic.
Okay, Jokic. Right.
My guards are going to be
Shea,
Luka.
All right.
So we
forward is Giannis.
Anthony's a small forward. Anthony Edwards, he's off.
I said Giannis and Anthony Edwards, that's what you're going with?
Anthony Edwards a guard.
Oh, he off?
He's got to be, unless we're just going to change it up. What is he listed as? We're going to change the listing in the media guide? I mean...
All right, well, he's not over Luka, and he's not over Shea.
No, not on mine. So we got Tatum right there.
Tatum, that's your five. Second team.
That's my
second team.
Edwards first and foremost.
Edwards at guard.
Yeah.
Who your big man? Anthony Davis?
My big man will be Anthony Davis. Give it up. He played the 65 games. That's big.
Bron?
No, Anthony Davis not a center. If we can put him
forward,
at a center.
Forward, whatever. What is he then?
Wow, if he's not a center, hold up. You know what? I'm changing it up. I'm putting Davis as a forward. I'm putting Wembanyama because I don't even think that
second team.
Who else?
At the center?
Yeah, Embiid is not going to qualify. No, he
ain't getting on there. Not second team. Not
okay.
Yet.
Tell me who your center is. Tell me.
Davis is the center.
No, he's a forward. You know Anthony Davis got a phobia about that.
He's listed as center.
Sabonis. All right, let's go Anthony Davis.
Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis, Edwards, LeBron.
LeBron didn't play enough games, did he? LeBron? He got 65 games?
Yeah, LeBron got enough games.
I don't know.
I'm telling you.
Okay, well, yeah. Oh, yeah, LeBron, yeah, for sure. Okay. No, who's the guard, though? Who's that guard? Jalen Brunson.
Oh, my God, he's throwing a wrench in these teams. So no Booker, no Durant.
Nah, not over Jalen Brunson this year. Durant got action, though. But I got to make sure. Oh, what about Paolo? Where is he at on this?
I'm asking. So no Booker, no Durant on first or second team?
Let me see it again.
No Curry?
No, Curry.
This is crazy.
No Curry for sure.
Crazy.
No Chef, no Curry this year.
Brunson?
Yeah, let me see this.
Damn. Again. Kyrie?
Nah.
Man.
Great year for Kyrie, but no.
So LeBron, AD, yeah. Anthony Edwards.
Do we go Kawhi?
So you're going Kawhi?
I'm going to go Kawhi over Durant. I will.
Damn. So let me get this straight. You ain't got no Curry, no Booker, no Durant on the first and second team, though.
No.
No Durant.
No.
No. Who else is out there? You got Jaylen Brown. Who else? No Jimmy Butler. No Bam Adebayo. No. Damn.
So the third team gets muscle. That team is a hard team to make.
Oh, my God.
Third team is hard. I think
who else is out there? No Kyrie.
Nah.
So, that's crucial. Ooh, that's crucial. No Curry on first or second team?
It's not really crucial. He's been doing his thing. Give him credit. But you got other guys.
Mitchell. Donovan Mitchell?
No, not over these guys. Because you got Anthony Edwards. I got Anthony Edwards on my second team. So that everything's pushed back. Jalen Brunson, you talked about the injuries to two starters, and they're not even sniffing the play-in. So he's on my team. And it's just a hard team to make this year. First and second team. That's no knock to nobody. You got De'Aaron Fox averaging 26 points a game. We're not even mentioning him.
Sabonis.
Yeah, he's leading the league in triple doubles, probably.
And double doubles.
Yeah, he's having an amazing year. And Fox is. They're both having tremendous years.
What you got to do to get them? The NBA got to. They got to raise. They got to put more players on the team, though. They need to put eight players on first team, second team, third team.
Stop watering this stuff down.
No, it ain't watered down.
Make it hard. It's always been hard. So now we got to go eight? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Only five can play, man. Come on, stop messing with the basketball.
Damn.
What are you talking about, man? Somebody got to come off the bench. Somebody got to clap. It is what it is.
Damn.
What are yours?
What am I what?
Your first and second team.
My first team?
Like who you?
Luka, Tatum, Joker, Giannis, Shea.
The same as mine.
All right.
So you said it's good. All right.
My
you
second
order,
team
I'm
different.
Have what they have.
My
I order
second team
BLT,
different.
BLT, tomatoes, avocado.
My second team different. My right. second team is.
All right, let's get into that. Don't be different for the sake of being different, man. Just get the onions
it's
on
real.
The bread.
This is real. I got all Jaylen right. Brown.
Over who?
You asked me, right?
What position? I'm saying, I'm waiting.
He a guard.
Okay.
I got Jaylen Brown, best record by a mile in the league. He got to get on it. He got to be on there.
So no Brunson.
Listen, let me, I got this, listen. Uh-huh. All right, so I got Jaylen Brown, Edwards, for sure, and then I got Booker. No, they're my guards. Booker not on there. So I got Durant, Braun. Durant, Braun. Then my big is Anthony Davis. No Brunson.
Well, it's just like you. You know, that's
no Brunson.
The Nick hate in you.
How is it hate?
You can't have a vote.
How is it? So you telling me.
Take his vote.
So you telling me Jaylen Brown and Edwards can't be my guards?
You can't tell me that Jalen Brunson doesn't.
He don't make the cut.
How? He's carrying a whole organization.
Yeah, okay.
He's carrying New York. There are. He's
Celtics
carrying.
Celtics got two players that should be on first, second team. If you're beating the league by 13 games,
you got one guy over here.
16 more wins than the Knicks.
Okay, they got a complete roster.
Come on.
Who is on? He's lost his. He's
don't
lost
be
his
mad
other
at,
all-star.
Why you mad at my team?
I'm just saying, you picking a homer situation.
That ain't homer. Jaylen Brown was second team All-NBA last year.
That was last year. This is a
and
new
they
year.
Better this year. They better this year. The team is better this year.
Let me see. Okay, you
and left. He's giving me like.
Then
what,
you was gonna put Booker years? On over him.
No, I wasn't gonna put Booker.
You did. You said Booker.
So now my third team is Durant, Jaylen Brunson.
You already said Durant.
Oh, I put Durant on there. Okay, so now Booker, Jaylen Brunson.
Okay, that's fair.
Third team. Booker, Jalen Brunson. Then I'm going to throw some bonus on there.
Okay.
I'm going to give him some love. Curry.
No, you can't do that.
Why not?
You already said Booker and Brunson, so now.
All right, well, then I'm going to go Curry, Booker.
Take this
Curry,
guy's
Booker.
Vote, dog. Take this guy's vote.
Curry, Booker.
How does Curry get denied over Brunson now?
Curry, Booker.
You did your little Jalen Brown spiel. Curry's in the last spot in the play-in.
Curry, Booker.
With all these Hall of Famers, so-called, he's in the last spot.
Curry, Booker.
He's not. Does his numbers even match?
Curry, Booker.
Do you got the Curry's on?
Sabonis.
Come on, man. Curry's not on the team, dude. Snatch his ballot.
Nah, come on now. I don't want to hear all that.
Curry, Booker, Sabonis. He's not Booker, on the team. He's in the 10th spot.
Then my Curry, Booker, Sabonis. 13. Curry, Booker, Sabonis. Then I'm going to go my other forwards is going to be
Al Horford.
Nah,
I'm for Amar Brissett.
All right, hold on.
O'Shea Brissett, somebody.
Hold on. Let me get the NBA. Let me
Peyton
get
Pritchard.
No. Look, so 13.
At my center.
Oh, 13. Come on, man. All right, Paolo. We're going to go Paolo. And then we're going to throw Kawhi on there. Who you taking off? Who you taking off my third team? Yeah.
I'm taking Curry off the team.
You crazy.
He's in the play-in.
Oh, my God, bro. Curry. I mean, dog, it's stiff competition out here,
It's not
bro.
Stiff.
It is, dog.
It's not stiff. What did he score against? Didn't he give
dog,
him 50
you won
or 60?
Three more games. Jaylen Brunson, they have 44 wins. And Curry, if Curry was
what's
in the
more impressive
so,
season?
So if Golden State was 41 wins in the Eastern Conference, man, they're going to be in the eighth slot.
What?
And the Knicks is in the fifth.
They're missing their other All-Star. He's missed several games. I don't know how many, too many to name. This guy's averaging 28 and 6 assists on 48%.
I got Chef Curry on my. Brunson don't make the cut this year, bro.
It's hard out here, man. When you got this type.
I mean, it's two. It's a lot of guards that don't make the cut. Look, Halliburton.
Not like
Halliburton.
Halliburton is not having the year Brunson's having.
What? What are you talking about? He's destroying teams. Trae Young ain't making it.
It's the NBA.
Jimmy Butler ain't making it. Donovan Mitchell. I didn't even say Donovan Mitchell. If anything, Donovan Mitchell is the one getting snubbed over Brunson.
The numbers with
man, get out, man. Numbers, Donovan Mitchell, bro.
This guy right here is winning games. He's having a didn't he score 60 this year?
No, I'm not knocking him. He's on fourth team.
No, he's having a
he's on fourth team. Listen. Him, I got fourth team is Brunson, Donovan Mitchell, Porzingis, Jimmy Butler, and Paul George. It's my fourth team.
Okay.
Brunson made fourth team.
All right.
What? That's fair.
Brunson, you know, we're going to go ahead and get that jersey anyway.
What jersey?
Okay.
What jersey?
That second round game.
All right, look. So if the Knicks get out the first round.
Against the Magic.
I'm going to wear a Brunson jersey.
Yeah.
To the game in New York. Mm-hmm. So right now, currently, they will have to play Orlando in the first round.
Yeah, they'll win that. They'll win
that. Nah, they're not winning without Randle. They don't have the forwards to match up with Wagner and Paolo, bro. Nah, they can't match up. I like the Knicks. Tibbs, he probably needs some consideration for Coach of the Year based on what they did. And, you know, that's my man and everything. This ain't a knock. But I just think they just.
Nah, who's your most improved player this year?
Most improved?
Yeah. Something we're not talking about.
All right, hold on. Let me tell you. My most improved player. It's probably gonna be my boy from Chicago, the point guard, Kobe White.
You like him?
I like Kobe White for most improved player.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't know who he was until this year.
Do they have? They don't have comeback player of the year, huh?
Who you got? Who you thinking
most
about?
Most improved?
Yeah.
I like Kobe White. I like Kobe White. I'm looking at him. I like him.
Yeah, Kobe White. I'm gonna give him some love. We're gonna start giving some guys some love that need some love out here. Oh man, Tyrese Maxey ain't even getting no love on the all NBA team. Damn.
No.
And Halliburton.
He gets
no Jimmy Butler. Damn.
No, these guys haven't held it down to the level that guys Jalen Brunson.
It's going to be some interesting first-round matchups that I really like. The Sixers is looking like they the AC right now, and they might have to see the Celtics. But we own them. We ain't
the Sixers?
Nothing. The Sixers. With Embiid back.
Who's guarding him?
Guard who?
Embiid. Porzingis?
Al Horford.
So who's starting? We're changing up our lineup now into the playoffs?
No, Porzingis is going to guard him there. Then Al Horford going to come in.
So Porzingis to the bench.
I mean, what you saying about Embiid versus Celtics? I don't want to hear.
What are you saying? You switched the lineup quick. I said, who's guarding? You brought out. You called a bench player out. No, we starting with these guys out here.
If we play the Sixers,
so you switching the lineup in the first round?
We might.
Wow, I've never seen that before. Have you ever seen that in NBA history?
What?
The best team in the league switches a lineup mysteriously in the first round. Have you ever heard of that? Porzingis is our center. He's calling him an All NBA player. Fourth team, whatever team
put Porzingis on.
So we start the series and we put Porzingis on the bench. It's the shockwave.
No, we're going to start both of them. We can start both. We've played big this year.
So who's coming off the bench?
Derrick White.
Wow.
Yeah, dog. Versus them, we can do that. We can do that versus the Sixers.
Okay.
But I like Porzingis matching up with them early and then bringing in Harper, actually. I'm cool with that.
But what is showing you that this Embiid situation has got you reeling?
No, I don't. Well, we beat them every year. We beat them every year.
Well, let's see what we do this year. That present. Embiid went and played possum. He know that he wears down the playoffs. He sat down. Embiid been working out with Chris Brinkley in New York. He been healthy for a month. I'm just playing, scaring him, man. You see him get scared? Embiid been sitting back, laying out healthy. He's not breaking down in that first round. They line up to get Boston out of there early. Let's get that out of there early. Wow. Look
so
at it.
Who you got coming out of the East? Woo-hoo-hoo. Who you got coming out of the East?
Just get to the playoffs.
Who you
let's
got
talk.
Coming out of the East then?
I got to see the lineups.
No, you don't have to see nothing, bro. Who you got coming out of the East? Milwaukee?
That will rock
who
me.
Who ain't been giving us nothing?
No, but what happens it's a domino effect.
Boston is not losing.
It's a domino effect.
You crazy.
It's a domino effect. It's a domino effect.
Man.
Miami.
We gonna see.
Philadelphia present problems for Boston in that first round.
You know what? All right, we gonna get to the playoffs. We got a few games left, y'all. We gonna come back to this next week.
We believe.
We was talking about me, Nate, and Eric was talking about who is the top five ringless players all time. And you can use past and present players as long as they played at least 10 years.
Well, you got to, for me, I'm going to start off with AI.
Okay, AI.
And Barkley.
Barkley.
Okay. I'm going to try to go by position.
No, don't go position. No, this ain't position.
I'm going to do it by
this
position.
This ain't position.
My list is doing by my list.
The top five players.
To me.
It's the top five players.
Reggie Miller.
No, he's not on there. Top five players.
He's a Hall of Famer.
He's top five players to ever not win a ring.
Okay, so let me see yours first. It's my power forward. Okay, my line. I'm going with a dual
Barkley,
forward.
Barkley, AI, Malone.
I'm going with a dual forward. Miller and Ewing.
AI, Miller and Ewing?
Yeah.
So, all right, that's good. That's your line. All right, so me,
yeah.
I got Iverson, top five players ever to not get one. Iverson, Malone, Barkley, James Harden, Westbrook.
Okay.
I mean, these is all MVPs.
Yeah.
These is all MVPs. These is all two, three,
I
five.
I see what you're doing. But
all-time players. They all top 75.
Let me think about Harden.
Harden's an all-time player. He's been in the top five MVP voting like five, six times.
Yeah, Westside. You got to put him there somewhere along there. So I'll take
top five. These top five players to
I'm gonna take out Reggie and put Harden. I'm not. Westbrook is tough. I can't just put all of y'all right there.
I mean, he's one of the greatest players to ever play the game, dog.
Yes, true. But I never felt that he was in. The reason why my list is coming from, I felt these guys was in contention for championships.
Okay.
I felt Westbrook had one chance to win it. And this Klay Thompson killed it. But I don't feel like these guys. Harden went to the playoffs at the finals as a sixth man. Like,
but Houston
Miller,
teams.
Yeah, those Houston contenders. Teams, they were contenders.
So you felt Westbrook because
I felt like
really
Houston was
going to
win with
T.A.
Yeah, he
so
wasn't
you're not
really.
Give him that.
He was a great individual player. I like the fact
that's
that teams was fighting and battling. Like Iverson was fighting and battling. He got to Shaq and Kobe and tried to do it and stole that game that we was at. That was my first finals game we attended together.
Yeah.
That game, one game.
We sure did go to that game.
Yeah, we went to that game. And also I look at like Reggie Miller getting through the Knicks, trying to get there, battling with Jordan and doing his thing. But I will go with Harden because of his
status.
What
about Elgin Baylor?
Oof, Elgin Baylor, bro. Elgin Baylor is on my list. I'm gonna go
so
ahead
let me
and
give
knock
you this stat. Elgin Baylor.
This is my team.
He went to the finals.
I got Elgin Baylor over Malone. Got to go. I know it. All
Look,
the points.
Elgin Baylor
that.
Went to the finals eight times.
He was killer. He's the greatest player.
The year
not
he retired, they won it.
It was him. Now Elgin
That's
Baylor.
Crazy,
Elgin
yeah.
Baylor is.
That's crazy.
He's my hero. He really appreciated the way I played. But I will give Elgin Baylor is the greatest. So I'm gonna give this is my list. Elgin, I worked it out. Elgin, Barkley,
Malone. He's a contender. He's the criteria you said contending teams.
I know, but I'm putting Elgin in the spot.
Now your
my team
your
is based on roster. I'm going with roster.
Now you said based on Reggie Miller, heartaches,
yeah.
It's a contender. But
I'm
Malone
putting,
wasn't.
I'm putting,
he went to the finals.
No,
twice.
Malone is there. He meets the criteria, just like Isaiah
right,
did
so
for 92.
Who you got now? Finalize your list.
I got my list finalized. I'm going Iverson, Harden in my backcourt. I'm going real game. I'm going Barkley, Baylor, Ewing. That's the team.
No Malone.
You can have him. I'm going
Malone,
with Barkley.
Malone is rated greater than Ewing. All time.
I'm the Raider. I'm not listening to these people. Do you think I'm here for?
All right.
What you think I'm here for?
That's your
listen
team.
To these people. I'm
that's
telling you the ratings. Listen.
All right. That's your squad.
Malone is an all-time great. Let's not knock him. You have to pick a team. You can have Malone. I'll take Barkley. There's no Stockton here.
Ooh, Stockton got, ooh, you forgot about Stockton.
I did not. I went with Iverson.
All right, second team. We got to come with a second team now.
Okay, now Stockton to Malone.
Okay, Stockton to Malone, your second yeah. team. All right, second team, Stockton Malone.
I'm going to go ahead and put, since I got this team, I got Reggie there over Westbrook again.
Okay.
Because I'm putting Stockton over Westbrook.
All right.
Because he's been there. He battled. He went to two finals. He cares.
Chris Paul in there?
No.
No? All right.
No, he's behind Westbrook. He's an honorable mention.
All right.
Now, who's my?
Tracy McGrady in there? Vince Carter?
No. Nah.
No?
I mean, Melo was never in it.
Melo never had a chance.
Never had a chance.
Never had a Steve Nash?
No, I got Stockton.
Steve Nash, two-time MVP. And he was a contender.
Never was.
Phoenix? You serious?
Popped off. Did they make it
to
the finals?
They wasn't contenders? They wasn't contenders.
They didn't make it.
Was they contenders?
They didn't make it. They didn't do well.
They was favored versus who was it? San Antonio? Yeah, yeah, they was favored.
I got Stockton. I get it.
All right.
I got Stockton. John Stockton. Now I just need a center. Somebody I'm missing from that center spot. I just need time. Let me see, who's
Damn.
The center? I need a center, because we played the game with centers.
Yeah, somebody from now.
Embiid.
Embiid, that's a good one. 10 years in the league, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's my list too right there. I like that. Damn. Damn, what else we was talking about, man? MVPs. Oh, man, you hear what Gil said about Joker? Man, hold on. Can we play that? Can we play that? Oh my God. This
the thing
might
about
be the,
Gil, though,
this is probably one of the Gil, hey, Gil I love your boy, but this is one of the worst takes you've ever had. This is one of his.
You gotta
worst.
Listen to the reasoning.
Let's play what Gil was talking about, man.
Now, I do understand when they say this about Jokic. Jokic is probably statistically, when it comes to overall game, the worst MVP. Winner. He is the worst MVP winner in the last 40 years.
I don't get what he's saying, dog, because if we just talking about, is he talking about the sixth seed being a sixth seed statistically?
What year is he talking about?
Well, the first one, the first MVP.
That was in what year?
In 22. In 2021.
2021, they was the third seed, the COVID shortened season.
Wait, is that the year he won? Well, the first MVP season, he averaged 26-10.
Yeah.
And that's the year they were the third seed.
Yeah, but what happened was.
So his facts is wrong, right?
I think so.
Because he said sixth seed.
I think he's combined both years.
You said sixth seed.
But he can't get caught up. But see, I think this is.
Let's go to the sixth seed, though. When they were sixth seed the next year?
Yeah. The statistics went up.
So what was his stats on the sixth seed year?
They went up.
What was it?
27-14.
So 27-14-8.
Yeah.
Now, I know some, I mean, if the criteria is
27,
first or second place.
But this dude right here, also, this is the thing about him that he's not looking at. This guy's shooting 58%. He's shooting 34 from three and 80 from the free throw line.
As a center.
As a center. He's getting 14 rebounds and 8 assists. His impact on the game. He's getting.
What's
eight
his
assists.
Supporting cast the year he won the first one and then the second one?
I mean, the year he won the first one, he's shooting almost 40%. He was at one point, he was almost 50, 40, 90.
Yeah.
Like he was center. 50, he was 56, 38, 8, which is 39%, and 87%.
I mean, a lot of this got to do with supporting cast. Because Westbrook won it. He averaged a triple-double, which we never seen. They were 6 seed. Yeah. It was historic.
Yeah, but that's – and he rose.
Yeah.
That shows you how powerful
I just don't
he was.
Agree with that because statistically, those numbers are outstanding. 26, 10, and 8. Then he went to
– compared to Steve Nash.
14. Steve Nash averaged about 16 and 11 the year he won it. But his team was one of the top teams. So he combining the records. Gil, I love your boy, but look, when you're going to shoot stuff like this, you got to get your stats right. Because the year Joker won, as you talk about, they were third seed too. And so the numbers that you're talking about was a third seed team. Other number, six seed, he averaged 28-14.
Man, Joker's heavy.
So we need you to clear this up, my boy. Like, what you gotta go over this one again so I can hear this again and like really understand what you were saying. So that's all I want to say. But I think he deserved both his MVPs. He's lined up to probably get his third MVP again, which I believe he will get. I mean, leading Denver to another first place if they win first place. They're going to be first or second. What he's really saying is this is the only year he's meeting the criteria because they're going to be first or second place, and his numbers are still crazy.
This is the same player. I don't want to hear about all this stats crunch stuff right here. Mm. We looking back at him. We trying to look at stats. He had major impact. That's why he was given that.
Yeah.
This is not something that's highly debated. What's more debated was the year he lost.
He should have won it.
Yes.
No, you know what? To Gil's credit, the year he won his first one, Giannis could have won two.
Giannis had just won two.
Yeah, he could have won it.
Giannis had just won two. This guy was doing something different in terms of, we talk about what Westbrook did. We talk about the center position with shooting the three, passing the ball, rebounding, still dominating. And also, let's not forget, this guy's been getting a steal a game. So we don't even look for him for this. He's to get a steal a game.
Is he the best player in the league?
Yes.
And so he's been the best player in the league for how long now?
Him and Luka this whole crew has been holding it down. Him, Luka, and Embiid when healthy, and Giannis have been the top clear guys in the league the last 4 or 5 years. 3 to 4 years.
So he gets it this year.
Yeah. I mean, it's a tough race for him right now. You know, I think Shea, he's kind of fading a little bit. I think people not going to ever give Luka his credit. I hear all this talk, how he plays, and this, that, and the other. Luka is dominating the sport of basketball.
Now, if we're going to go off of, so Luka right now is sixth seed. He's averaging 34-9-9. Now, those numbers, I get it. Maybe Gil is thinking about that. Now, if he was deserving of MVP that year, why not Luka this year?
Luka is deserving this year, but there's other candidates that are also
there's
deserving.
Always going to be other candidates.
No, but I'm saying what Jokic did that year, statistically,
what is Luka doing this
it was
year?
Nobody else doing that ahead
of
him.
If Westbrook didn't raise the bar with the triple-doubles, the 30, 10, and 10.
I like Luka for
MVP. No, and Luka had this year. Luka would probably get MVP.
Because you got to base the MVP based on how your team performed based on expectations. Yeah, because that's what you did. You raised.
Well, what about when OKC, Westbrook won?
Yeah, it was like you said, he was playing phenomenal. They didn't have a team. Who else was on the team? Like, we don't even remember too many guys.
Who was their second player?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Adams.
The questionable MVPs. Is the Shaq and Phoenix.
Wait, what?
It was another Kobe and Nash, right? Who was
that? You're saying Kobe should have got it the year Nash got it?
One of those. Maybe I'm off, but this is the question.
Kobe averaged like 35 that year?
Yeah, Kobe, Nash. And then we have another one. Let me think. I just was on top of my brain. That was the question.
LeBron and Rose?
No. For me, no. Malone and Jordan.
Jordan should have won that year for sure.
Yeah, he did. Come on now. Stop playing with the
game. But Jazz.
They got bored with the game. Jordan's out here dominating.
No, Malone won back-to-back MVP.
No.
He didn't?
He just took one of Jordan.
He took one. He only won one MVP?
Yeah.
Malone?
99-97.
Oh, in between, Jordan got that one.
Yeah.
And then they gave it
against
Malone.
They gave Jordan the 97. Jordan came in there and beat him in the championship. But Jordan deserved that one.
Damn.
You don't just give it away. Jordan didn't do nothing to lose his MVP.
Jordan posted out like 7-8 MVPs.
Yeah. Jordan.
Damn.
Jordan is the best thing that ever happened to the sport of basketball. Everybody keeps trying to figure it out. That's why he stays in there. We want to discredit his shoes. We want to discredit his shooting. He's one of the best shooters of all time.
All right, so look, the other day I said, look, if LeBron win a chip this year, undisputed GOAT, what you think about that? This year, as a team that's in a normal year without the play-in would not make the playoffs.
If he
can't be the GOAT.
No, because this is why. It's like his accolades will stand. He will be on the hill, and he's gonna have so much things to say about his career. He's all time.
He gonna have so much things.
But Jordan was another thing. He was so far, head and shoulders. He was like the truest thing we've had in sports, like Mayweather. Like when Mayweather said, if you could have bet on me, you'll be rich by now.
Yeah. Got to bet on Jordan every time.
Yeah, Jordan was the truest thing we ever seen. Once he figured, first of all, look at his elevation. He elevated. He stayed with that franchise. He rode it. They got some young pieces. Look at Scottie Pippen got his trainer, started working.
He lifted everybody. So like, damn, if you say LeBron brought a championship, he's already brought a championship to three franchises, which I don't know no other franchise player who's done that. Not a franchise player. Yeah, players didn't move around. Ain't nobody around. Just like, as soon as he got there.
This is a new thing. It's a new day. These guys, like what Kobe did to get his five, he breathed. He breathed life into this
organization. You got Kobe over LeBron?
Yes.
Ooh.
I do. So I'm not LeBron, a numbers guy.
So LeBron not it. Only can't be the GOAT, he can't be over Kobe. No. So where does that put Kobe in the conversation?
Because this is why. Let me tell you, this is how I don't do my GOAT on stats and all this. I do my stuff on if we line up, who you taking?
If I got a lineup. Does Kobe have an argument for GOAT?
No.
But if LeBron can't be the GOAT, but you argue, it's an argument for him to GOAT, but you have Kobe over LeBron, why doesn't Kobe have an argument for GOAT?
Kobe is the greatest copycat artist of all time. It's too many, this guy just literally stole this guy's style like I've never seen before. Yeah. So this guy was the Picasso.
So, okay.
This was already the blueprint. He just stepped and said,
so if you got somebody who paint the same picture and it's the details.
He's McDowell's on Coming to America.
Nah, he's not McDowell's. He's not McDowell's.
McDowell's a billion serve. It's already working. Oh, let's do the McDowell's.
McDowell's? Come on, dog.
Kobe is McDowell's. Jordan is, come on, dude.
That's crazy.
There's no topping Jordan. If you wasn't there, then that's like, I understand. You missed it.
All right, so.
Is nobody ever been more true to this game? You just knew what it was. Jordan showed up every night.
So there's nothing LeBron can do.
Dude, no, man, you're great, though.
There's nothing he can do.
No.
So that means you're basing it on what?
You can't catch Thriller. I don't care about this new technology, these new singers, all this new dancing. You cannot catch Michael Jackson Thriller. That's until I die, somebody got to come up with a whole new thing. We got to start figuring something else out. Michael Jackson, you can't catch that. Just like, you just can't do what Jordan did.
Damn, so he can't catch Jordan.
No, he benefited off Jordan's success. I'm
a big critic of LeBron. Listen, I just think like beating the 73-9 Warriors, down 3-1, greatest comeback in NBA playoff championship history. That is a mountain that nobody has ever climbed. If you win this year as a 10th, 9th, 8th seed, that's never been done.
Why shouldn't they win? They've been
like you're doing things that's never
they're
been
playing
done.
Off and on. They won the play-in.
But you do those
they
things
have
that's
one of the best
like
rosters.
You're rewriting things.
But they got the best team. They're underachieving.
They don't have the best team. They don't have the best team. They don't. They're the 9th seed right now.
That's based on their performance. They're underperforming.
So since they're underperforming and they build all these bad habits during the regular season, all of a sudden, they flip the switch in the playoffs, and they make a run to the finals, and they win it. This will not be the greatest sports feat ever?
No, it's not even greater than when Tom Brady went to Tampa Bay. It's not.
Why not? They were somewhat favorite.
That was
Tom
real.
Brady. The odds.
That was real.
What's the odds? Can you pull up the odds of the Lakers winning the championship right now? Can we just hear the odds?
Basketball
like,
is
and then we can go to the Brady odds on them Tampa Bay. And I guarantee you that the odds were greater for Brady to win than it is for the Lakers to win this year. I guarantee that.
I'm not saying it's not.
Plus 4,000.
What are they ranked as far as odds in front of the other?
10th best odds.
They have the 10th best
but
odds.
Look at what that's, but look at that. They're in a ninth spot. And they got the 10th best odds. That's because of LeBron. Look, we're not here to knock LeBron. LeBron is one of the all-time greatest players of all time. saying that he's not Jordan is not knocking him.
No, it's not a knock. You can't reach Jordan. But I'm just saying, like, this is, I feel like he can't reach Jordan, but if he did this, no, man. This is like, if this is, this is like,
Jordan three-peated twice.
Jordan, I mean, but
once he did that, you got to do something. He three-peated twice. He won three in a row, which hadn't been done since the Celtics. Then he came back. He's, you know what?
So Jordan did something that nobody did in a long time. Then Kobe matched that.
No, he was dominant.
Kobe did what Jordan
did. He did not do what Jordan
did. They won three in a row.
He did it twice. Jordan did it twice. He came back.
I'm just trying to make the argument for LeBron right now. You know, I'm playing devil's advocate, but I'm just saying, like, damn.
I'm just saying I was there and Jordan was too high.
So LeBron is not only going to listen.
He hasn't been dominant to this era. Maybe that's because of the talent that's
LeBron's going to be. He's going to set a record and a bar so high in scoring that nobody's ever going to catch this.
That's why he's better than Kareem.
All right. So he's setting so many bars. He's going to have possibly, if they win again in L.A., they're going to have to put a statue in Miami, a statue in Cleveland, and a statue in L.A.
Yeah.
And we've never heard of that.
Well, Jordan, he went to the Wizards as an owner. Then he was over there. Them guys are playing around. He's like, look, man, y'all weak. I'm about to hoop. He wasn't supposed to play. So that's not really – and he still went out there and showed them. Like, let me show y'all how to play this game. He is a Chicago Bull guy. It's a different time. This is not to knock Bron, his path, and none of that. Jordan is – you can't compare that thing. Like, Kobe, he's a one-franchise guy. Duncan, he's a one-franchise guy. They didn't seek to do that. They sought where they were. They put their foot down. They won. They lost where they were.
Where do you rank LeBron all time?
I got him third.
So Jordan?
Yeah, I got Jordan. And me watching the game, I got Jordan, Kobe, LeBron.
Okay, so round out your five.
It gets murky after that. I'm going to start guessing.
Kareem, Magic.
Magic will be for me.
Okay, Magic.
I'm
going
to go Magic. And then everybody want to keep – why do we keep knocking Wilt?
I mean, because he only won two titles.
Well, the Celtics was the NBA All-Star team.
I mean, he won two titles.
Going against the All-Star team.
In an era that only had like 10 teams.
Yeah, because the Celtics was better. The Celtics won all of them that he did.
But they had 10 teams.
But the Celtics won the ones he didn't. He was dominating, destroying the league. He averaged 50 and 23. I don't care if he's playing four teams. I got to play this game.
I mean, he's the most dominant ever.
He's but going 50 and 23.
I mean, you're going stats now. Now you're going stats.
No, I'm going 50 and 23. That's not stats. This is
stats.
Dominance. We never heard of that. I never seen nobody. What's your average? I average 50 and 23.
That doesn't sound right. That doesn't sound right.
Never heard nothing like, come on, man. We don't believe him. He's so killer, we don't believe him.
But yeah.
That's why we don't get no love.
His
numbers is too much. Yeah, where's the footage?
Nobody's ever going to do that.
Come on, dude. Like, he's just another whole level of, like, I'm better than everybody out here playing. He's just another level.
Individually.
Yes.
He's
the best athlete. He's out there. Come on, man.
So he five? Damn.
I don't know, but I got Magic in there. And I got, I'm just saying, Wilt deserves.
Magic and Wilt.
I got Wilt over everybody.
So now you don't got LeBron in the top five?
I got LeBron number three.
Oh, you said three. Okay, okay.
Yeah.
So. Jordan?
Yeah.
Who's two?
But look, let's talk about this. When you go to the top 75,
who's two?
Kobe. You at the top 75.
Second greatest.
Who is the guy in the NBA?
Top 75.
You at the top 75.
Okay.
Who is the guy?
What you mean in the room?
Yes.
I feel like everybody like gravitated toward Magic.
No, Magic is the most charisma guy, but Jordan don't even. He disappeared.
He didn't come in the room.
He just, exactly.
No, he didn't show up until they announced when we was all, so they like, we had a photo, we had a room where we was all hanging out, kind of mixing. And then they started calling us out one by one. And I didn't know Jordan was there. Then all of a sudden, Jordan, he walked out.
Nobody, and everybody like.
Yeah, Jordan showed up late.
He's the only one they talk about when they see him. It's like you're seeing like.
No, I ain't gonna lie. Though. Look, Jordan. It's only like a few people in my lifetime that I like was starstruck. I mean, I done met Jay-Z. I done been in the same room with Beyonce. Jordan was the only one like that had like a, like, you looking at Jordan, you try not to look at him, but you're looking like that.
His like, features, like you try to like.
I was like, when I was in the All-Star game, I played in the All-Star game with him. While he's sitting up, seeing how he tied his shoes. You walk in the locker room, you just kind of like want to follow Jordan around.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you, he had Jordan. That kind of magnetic.
No, but
like,
that's what I'm saying.
Kobe, I ain't never felt like that. Like,
Jordan
damn,
is the greatest of all time. Because you had to be there. If you wasn't there, now you're looking at stuff, you're trying to compare on numbers.
His aura
doing
was
all
just
this.
Different.
Yeah, he was too dominant. He was too much. He was too true.
Damn.
He was always going to give you what you wanted. He always showed up. He played. You know, I remember sitting in the cheap seats versus the Clippers, and he got that one dunk at the end of the game. It's like he's gonna do it. I mean, he was always getting 30. He knew what it was. I gotta entertain these people.
Yeah.
And then Kobe took that blueprint and just followed it. Oh, this is what the greatest just follows this.
Right.
And then he mimicked it. We had all these people trying to be like Jordan. He's the guy that was able to do it. You know what I'm saying? So that's why. I give him the nod, and plus he had that mean streak.
So Bron can't catch Jordan to you.
He didn't have it like the way these guys. Look, I don't want to sit up here and knock these.
It ain't a
two.
Knock. I'm just saying.
Yeah, because LeBron
he just
is
can't,
cold.
You don't think he can
Super
catch
cold.
You at all? It's nothing he can do.
No, you cannot catch Thriller.
All right, there we go.
You can't catch Thriller.
Damn.
That's it. Michael Jackson's not to be his own class. He's the king of pop.
So all
Jordan
this,
is
so
the king 20, of basketball.
So,
period.
20 All-Star. Wait, how many All-Stars LeBron got? 20. 20 All-Stars. Yeah. 40,000 points.
He's the numbers king.
So it's all about the championships.
No, it's all about the aura and the impact and the dominance. Which championships come out of that?
Yeah.
LeBron got his fair share of championships. I don't knock LeBron for losing. I mean, he's got his fair share. He's got his chips. And the only way you can get there to win them is to get there. And he was constantly there. So you cannot, I'm not one to knock him for those chips. I'm applauding him for getting there and losing them chips because he was getting there and he was taking teams there. But I'm just saying, if I had to pick, if I got to go at it at the top, give me Jordan.
Jordan so cold at the All-Star game, look, at halftime, he was hitting a cigar. And I'm thinking like, damn, he's smoking a cigar at halftime. Like, is he going out in the second half? Then he goes out in the second half, hits the game winner.
He in there cooling
I think
out.
He's done for the night. He in the back with Marvin Shaw hitting the cigar at halftime with the jersey still on. He just in the back, cigar like, man, Jordan must be done for the day. Then he goes out, hits the game fadeaway in the baseline.
He chilling, it's All-Star.
It's All-Star, that was crazy though, that was crazy. Man, my guy Chauncey just got nominated. Vince Carter and Chauncey just got nominated to the Hall of Fame this year. Shout out to y'all, Vince, my guy, Chauncey. And so this goes back to the claim that I made that class of 95, McDonald's class, is the greatest Mickey D's class of all time. So far, we got me and KG in the Hall of Fame. Now we about to get two more. I'm trying to think of any other McDonald's class that's going to have four Hall of Famers. Mm-hmm. Mickey D's class, four Hall of Famers. So whoever McDonald's class out there got an argument on this, please share it. Because I don't remember the last time four Hall of Famers came from one McDonald's class. So shout out to VC, Vince Carter, the greatest dunker to ever live. Smooth, Chauncey Billups, that's my guy. Been playing against him since high school, college, and then the pros. Shout out to y'all, man. I represent the class of 95, baby. Love y'all, man. Congrats.
You know what? I just remember the first time I ever saw Chauncey. That's my first memory. I saw him Cal State Dominguez High School. Hills College.
Oh, when we went to camp.
We
went to the Pump Brothers camp.
We went to that camp.
That's first time seeing Chauncey.
And he was shooting threes from way out. I hadn't seen nobody.
Did we play? We didn't play against him though.
Yeah,
we did.
We did. We played against him. He was on the same team with Gottlieb at the time.
Okay.
Doug Gottlieb.
Was this camp?
No, this was Inglewood.
Oh, this is our squad.
This is a Pump shootout.
But we just brought our team.
We brought our team. So we played as our high school team against Gottlieb and them team, and they brought Chauncey Billups out.
Right, right.
And he was a guy like he was. You could see that he was a pro. He was the first guy that I saw that I played against from anything from LA that he had that she was like, oh, he's a he's a pro. Cause and he wasn't no size. It wasn't no like wow. It was just his way he played, approached the game. And you gotta look at his story. He had to find his way and learn his position.
He always was a point guard, dog.
No, he was, but the NBA game, and he had got moved around because you need opportunity, though.
No, but when he came into the league was still geared toward traditional point guards where he fit in the game today because he was a scoring, shooting point guard.
Yeah.
You know, so my story with Chauncey, like, yeah, meeting him in high school, and then we went to college. He went to Colorado. I went to Kansas, and obviously we matched up a lot, like as far as our teams. I didn't really guard him a lot, but I remember we both won co-freshmen of the year. And then I remember talking to Chauncey. I was like, man, look, we're going to go to the league together. So, you know, when it's that time, you know, let me know. So this is freshman year. So second year, Chauncey took a leap. I'm talking about a huge leap. You know, I was preseason All-American, but Chauncey, man, I'm telling you, dog, he took a leap so cold. I was just like, whoa. I mean, he was dominant, right? So Chauncey was like, I'm going to the league. And I was like, damn, I'm not ready. I'm not ready. I mean, I could have went, but Chauncey was more than ready. He got stronger. He was poised. You couldn't stop him from scoring. You had to damn near trap him. And he just took off. And I was like, I need one more year. I thought I was going to be ready, but I just wasn't as physically and mentally ready as he was. And then my Vince story is, man, I knew I shouldn't have entered that McDonald's dunk contest, man, with Vince Carter, dog. I knew I shouldn't. I don't know what I was thinking, dog. You know, Vince embarrassed me. I'm out there looking weak in the dunk contest. I'm missing dunks. Man, and that's all over the internet. People be looking at bringing that back up. I'm out there missing dunks. Can't catch the lob. So, man, Vince, I knew he was always going to be great. And so, man, just again, shout out to them, my boys. Congratulations. Hall of Fame. It don't get no better than that, fellas. Welcome to the club. So there y'all have it. Another edition of the Truth Lounge. Make sure you join us every Friday as we dropping gems. Shout out to DraftKings, All the Smoke Productions. Make sure you tune in every Friday. We out.